I Don't Need an Acting Class is brought to you by WeAudition.com. Hi everyone, this is Greg from Milton's Acting Class. WeAudition, it's this really practical platform. You can ask literally any question whatsoever. You can even ask a silly question. I remember one time I asked a question, can someone please help me with social media? I need help with it as an actor. And I received all these candidates, all these people willing to answer this question. You're able to see their qualifications. You're even able to see their resumes. Because of that, you're able to select the right person. Sign up for WeAudition.com today and save 25% off by using the discount code ACTINGCLASS.
Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
I had this thought, this really came from Caleb, and I realized that I think we've misled you slightly, or we've given you a bumper sticker that is not helping you, and it's a really big one, which is your talent is in your choices. And so I realized what was happening when I was beating Caleb to death the other day about the fact that he was making lists. And I realized one of the reasons he was making lists is because he was trying so hard to come up with talented choices. And I realized that it's like one of those things we say because we sit back and we look at Meryl Streep, and we sit there and say, my God, it's Meryl. But the fact of the matter is everything that has to do with the acting technique of Stanislavski and Stella is really meant to free you up, not to cripple you. And I have a feeling by saying your talent is in your choices, and I don't know why it hasn't occurred to me before. Certainly, it used to be that way with JP. I mean, because he's so methodical that he'd say, yes, but you've said make a choice that nobody else would make. And so, you know, all of it is just kind of this ever-evolving something. Eventually, you're able to do it. But what I find has happened is you're also desperate to make really brilliant choices that everything has become like a Hamlet choice. It's like you're making a choice that's so amazing that you can't possibly earn it. So it hit me the other day that this is really an issue for us, is that we must really be, anything that starts getting in the way, we need to deal with. And if you're sitting back and not making any choices because you're so desperate to make a talented choice, then you're not going to help yourself. And by the way, this is so interesting to me. Years ago, when I was in class with Stella, Stella would make a choice, and we'd sit back in awe. I remember my friend May and I used to look at each other and go, how did she do that? Where did she come up with that? That's just so amazing. And then years would go by, and years would go by, and years would go by, and then all of a sudden one day you were making really interesting choices like that. So that's, it's evolving. It's ever evolving. I really do think that the more you exercise that creative muscle, the more it will evolve. The amazing choices, I think, come from the fact that you're so freed up. Have you ever had one of those moments where you think to yourself, where the hell did that come from? It's like you're doing something and you go, wow, where'd that come from? Or you're building a past or something, and then something occurs to you that you hadn't planned. I think it all comes out of those kind of moments. I think you just get so used to making choices that you begin to trust that they will appear. Does this make sense what I'm talking about? Am I even remotely being clear. I mean, I think we have to look at what are our actor problems. And I think that really is one of them. For me to say to you, or for Stella to say to you from the grave, your talent is in your choices, is not helpful. And that's a reason that I said, you know, make a little choice that you can make believable. Make a little choice. Let's go back to Michelle. So Michelle was working on Deirdre and working on a character trait that was very far removed from Michelle. And we figured out that this character, that this was a woman who said what was going on, spoke her mind, was absolutely upfront, and nobody, you know, nobody was going to cross her. It was something that had to do with how does she deal with Samuel Beckett yelling at her, getting angry with her. So Michelle had discovered a problem of hers, which was a brilliant problem, which was that in her ability, which is an extraordinary ability, to totally live off of an imaginary circumstance, which happened to be Samuel Beckett yelling at her. She was responding as Michelle and not Deirdre. So we went down the road of figuring out the difference between Michelle and Deirdre. So now we're going to experiment with this newfound piece of information, which is who is Deirdre and how does she live in the world that she's in? In order to do that, I felt it was important that Michelle not go directly to the demand of the plot, but rather start small. In other words, having an argument with Samuel Beckett about the women he'd gone out with is, I mean, you know, to me, that's the big time. I mean, even if I say it, I can't, I mean, it's slightly overwhelming. But what you can do is say, all right, what is it that I can do that is believable? So, I don't know, I made a ridiculous choice or suggestion of somebody taking a parking place. But it's something that you can do. You can believe that. So it's like if you take small steps, you'll get to the big steps. But really taking the small steps is important, and not worrying about, oh, well, because you're going to think to yourself, oh, well, how talented is somebody taking my parking place? But it's not the issue here. You really can make anything alive. In the hands of the right actor, the parking place that the woman took from you becomes fascinating. I can make anything exciting. It doesn't matter what it is. Does that tell you anything? Does that solve anything? Does that help?
Yeah, it's almost like our barometer for what a great choice is has been the wrong barometer. It's not about making a clever plot choice. It's about making a choice that we love and respond to.
Yeah.
Because when you hear your talent is in your choices, I don't know, I think you just immediately go to a different meaning than what it actually is.
Yes, exactly. I think that's the problem. I think it suddenly became a meeting like we were talking about a clever plot choice. That's very good. Yes. If the talent is in your choices is really means that you make a choice that feeds you, not one that is a clever plot point. The choices are much more personal than that. If you find yourself deadened by a choice, then you know it's not a good choice. If you find yourself kind of stuck in a mellow place, then it's not a great choice. So at any rate, I just think one of the things you have to be careful of is anything, even if I say it, anything that is stopping you because you're thinking to yourself, oh, God, I don't know. Is that a good choice? What would he say? You know, that you're not overwhelmed with the idea of acting rather than the steps to get there. In a sense, it's the French Open. You can't project yourself into, I want to win the French Open, until you've gone through all of the steps and years and years and years, and then you can say, okay, I want to be the best Nora that has ever been in the history of dolls' houses.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is created and hosted by Milton Justice. Senior producer is me, Walker Vreeland, and director of online media is Evan Sollers. Music provided by Jeffrey Keyser Trio, May This Be Love, from their album On My Way to You. If you have a question for Milton, please feel free to send your email to questionsformilton@gmail.com. That's questionsformilton@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at I Don't Need an Acting Class. And please subscribe, rate, and review. It's all we ask. It's all we ask. We don't do Patreon. We're not begging you for money. All we ask is that if you like the podcast, if you're getting stuff out of it, you subscribe and you rate and you review it. I can't tell you how much that would mean to us. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you back here next week.